hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and as promised, we are going to share details with you in this hour about the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures. This is a big, big deal, a great opportunity for you. You're going to want to stick around and get all the info on that and plan accordingly. But first, we go to the Bahamas to chat with my friend from Deepwater Key. Chris Pipes is on Scuba Radio right now. Chris, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Greg. How you doing, man?
I am good. I'd be better if I was in the Bahamas over there in Deepwater Key with you. But, you know, you can only go so often, I guess, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, unless I need to just buy one of those houses over there, because some of the property is actually for sale, too, right?
That's right. We've got some excellent private ownership opportunities, some oceanfront lots, and some existing homes that are available for sale over there. They're all quite nice.
Yeah, very nice. Trace Atkins actually had something to do with the building of one of them. Some TV show thing he did. It was kind of crazy story, but I loved it. And you never know. You might go over there and run into a celeb. They got, you know, Michael Keaton shows up there. You know, go back and listen to the show from a couple weeks ago. You'll hear all this star-studded name-dropping going on, because it's a little gem there in the Bahamas. Very, I don't know, it's exclusive, but it's available to everybody if you want to get in there and live like a rock star kind of thing. Yeah, that's how I would compare or describe it. Is that fair, Chris, or what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think the resort is exquisite. It's exclusive. The activities, the diving, the dining, the accommodations, and everything are very, very top shelf. And I think you're going to feel like a celebrity when you get there.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. And like I said, they've had many celebrities go to Deepwater Key, world renowned for their bone fishing, by the way, for many, many years. But you know, the diving is something you guys have started offering here recently. And Philip's doing a good job at finding some pretty cool dive sites over there right off of Deepwater Key. But it's its own little private island. A little private island paradise, and you could fly directly into the island or into Freeport and have them shuttle you across from Grand Bahama and take a water taxi for 5 minutes over to the island. And then you have the run of the whole island to yourself. It's pretty remarkable. And the accommodations, those homes, those condos, or I don't know, what do you call those? Townhomes? They're not apartments.
Yeah, it's a mixture of townhomes and individual standalone homes that are 3 and 4 bedroom homes and 2 bedroom homes. And then we have the 7 cottages that are kind of cool. I like those myself.
Yes, the cottages. Yeah. I mean, it's classy, but still feels, you know, comfortable too. It's not like high end, you know, classy or anything. It's just comfortable. You got everything you possibly could need and a view that'll just blow your mind off the back of your cottage. It'll knock your socks off. Actually,
Greg, also just to elaborate further, you know, the island is so small, and one of the things I really like about it, you're not going to be killed with over commercialism and tourism and crappy t-shirt shops and all that. It's a very exclusive little small island. We're pretty well maxed out with about 30 guests out there on the island, and so, you know, even that at 50% occupancy, we're only going to have 12, 15 people around the island, which is very, very cool.
Yeah, you know, in a way, it's kind of like a live aboard on land in that sense, because it's all inclusive. You got everything you could possibly want. The food is spectacular, by the way. But the view, whether it's out the back of your cottage or the front of your cottage or just walking down the little dirt strip there, to the main clubhouse, or what's the name of the bar out there on the lookout by the dock?
That's just the Tiki Hut, the AJ's Tiki Hut.
Yes. I mean, you sit there and watch the sunset and have a cocktail after your day of diving, bone fishing, or, you know, they got paddle boarding and kayaking, everything you could possibly want to do out on the water. They have it available for you at Deepwater Key. So, you know, this is more of a unique, you know, package, dive adventure where, you know, the diving is just one, you know, small element of what they actually offer. The diving is spectacular. I mean, that snorkel that Philip took us down between two of the, I don't know where it was exactly, but we actually did a snorkel float down the river, or between the, I don't know, it's not the river, but the, you know, between the two of the cuts.
Right.
And we took this float down. Well, yeah, you were on it. What am I talking about, Chris? That was pretty cool.
And yeah, it was very, very cool. And, you know, what I was impressed with is we had Neil Watson on the float with us, and he was just blown away with the incredible marine life and the coral that was down there. That a lot of that coral you just don't see in the Bahamas anywhere else. But we've got such a preponderance of fresh salt water running through that cut in and out all day long every day that this coral seems to really be thriving down
there. Yeah, very colorful, and some of the biggest starfish I've ever seen anywhere. I mean, these things were bigger than, you know, dinner plates. I mean, they were crazy size.
Remember the eagle rays we saw down there, too?
Yeah. Well, and that's what was the initial plan, was to go catch some cruising eagle rays that Philip had found, kind of cruise through the area in the afternoon. And he said, okay, we're going to go up here, start at the top of this cut, and then we're going to float down, look for eagle rays, and then we're going to continue to make our way down. And then that's when you start seeing all this beautiful, beautiful coral. And then we ended up at the blue hole. They have an inland water blue hole there that I dove down into a little bit, but I didn't have my tank with me, so I just kind of free dive down a few feet. But that looks like that would be a fun little dive as well. So it's a neat little attraction underwater there. But once again, the diving is kind of like the icing on the cake of all this other stuff. If you want to mix it up and do some diving or bone fishing or paddle boarding or kayaking, you can do anything and everything your heart desires right there. Yep. At Deepwater Key, right?
Yep. And Greg, I want to tell your listeners too, one of the packages that we have that I guess is the most popular package and the one that we always reference, talk about all the time, is our Blue Water Adventure package. Mm-hmm. And on that package, the guests can pretty much mix and match activities. We offer reef fishing, diving, we offer flats fishing, or just beach excursions. So, for example, if they're with us for 5 nights and 4 days, they can go diving 2 days and go flats fishing 2 days, or they can go reef fishing 1 day, diving 1 day, and beach excursions for a couple of days. So it gives the guest a lot of neat options to consider. So that's the Blue Water Adventure package, and I think that's one that a lot of your listeners might really enjoy coming to Deepwater Key and enjoying.
Yeah, well, this would be a place to go for the entire experience, for sure. I mean, the diving, once again, just one element of what they actually have available at Deepwater Key. Sometimes you go to a dive destination, and, you know, if you don't dive, forget about it. All you can do is sit out on the beach, work on your tan, maybe, if they got that, and dive. But this place, you really could mix it up and do a little bit of everything, and maybe try something you never have done before in your surface interval, like some of this bone fishing, which, once again, I mean, this place is world famous for being one of the bone fishing hotspots in the entire world. Mm-hmm. And it draws attention in that world quite heavily. But it's a cool place to mix it up. And like I said, the accommodations and the scenery of this island, it really is second to none. I mean, I've been all around the world, I got to tell you there, Chris. And, you know, when you kick back there at that tiki bar in the afternoon while the sun's setting, you're looking off in the distance, you see this, you know, postcard sunset there off one side of the island, look the other side, and the sun rays are just reflecting down through the thatch roof and stuff. It's just spectacular. The views just don't get any better. And the fact that you're in the Bahamas, literally, a 20-minute flight from Fort Lauderdale, as opposed to having to fly clear across the planet to, you know, experience something maybe close to similar in Polynesia or someplace. It's quite attractive. You hear what I'm saying?
It is indeed. And Greg, too, I wanted to mention something about our Deepwater Key family dive package. We've got a package, a kind of a special introducing families to Deepwater Key this year, where if they book a trip to come down for 4 nights and 3 days, that would be the minimum package. The children would get 50% off on their package.
Oh, excellent. DeepwaterKey.com. That's Deepwater, C-A-Y, by the way, .com. Check it out. And the phone number would be what?
Best phone number to reach us at is 888-420-6202.
Deepwater Key. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi, this is Guy Harvey. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, thank you, Guy. Guy Harvey, good friend of Scuba Radio, and who knows where he's out diving or fishing or God knows what else. He's probably doing his art somewhere today and cranking up the radio show. Yeah, that's what he's doing. Hey, on the phone with me right now is a friend of mine that is going to help me announce the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, and of course I'm talking about Clay McArdle from Explorer Ventures, the official liveaboard of Scuba Radio. Clay, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good today. How about yourself, Greg?
Hey, I'm great because we're planning another adventure. And,
it's not special anymore. You're always planning an adventure.
Well, I mean, that's part of the fun of being a diver. You can always plan, you can always look forward to your next dive. And that could be, out your backyard or off the coast of Florida and nearby where we are, or it could be in some exotic location off the dive deck of the CX2, like we were doing in Saba St. Kitts. And I don't know, should we do I tease any more, or do we just go ahead and spill the beans and let everybody know what they need to plan for?
you know, the farther you go into the all the reasons why it sucks to be us, I think you might as well just go right.
Yeah, exactly. I've teased enough. I mean, I made them suffer through this much show. All right, here's the deal. You know, last time we were in, we did the Saba St. Kitts itinerary. We boarded in St. Kitts, cruised around Saba, ended up in St. Martin. That is just an amazing itinerary. So much so, we are going to do it backwards. No, we're not literally going to swim backwards. We're going to actually board in St. Martin this time and then cruise back over to St. Kitts. So we're doing the same itinerary in reverse.
Maybe but the pointy end of the boat still goes towards the front, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's up to you. You tell the captain what to do. If Nestor says we're going to, you know, run her in reverse all the way to St. Kitts, I think that'd be kind of a unique itinerary. I've never done a boat like that. But who knows what kind of trouble or fun that we could stir up on this adventure. But, you know, we had such a great time and had, you know, the crew so awesome. I was like, hey, you know what? Let's just do this again. So here are the dates. This gives you plenty of time to plan your travel schedule to join us. It's going to be October 4th through the 11th, 2014. So this October, first week of October thereabouts, we're doing a Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explore Ventures, doing the Saba itinerary again. This time you fly into St. Martin and you can fly out of St. Kitts. And who knows, we might have a little something going on the backside in Nevis, because we made some good contacts on our last trip there. So we're working on that as well. But the liveaboard trip will be the 10th or October 4th through the 11th, 2014. Now you know, and now you know where you need to go, which is with us. And call Explore Ventures 1-800-322-3577. Tell me you want on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, and you can join us. I mean, maybe even Clay will join us on this one. Does it sound appealing to you at all to join us on this one after our last little adventure?
Yeah, you know, it may well. If you'd stop selling the boat out, it would be a little
well,
bit easier.
Yeah, you know.
So basically, that was on you. I had nothing to do with that.
Well, look, you're the owner of the thing. I figure, you know, if you want to come on the boat, you're more than happy to just camp out on the top deck. Or you'll kick me or one of the mermaids out there and say, hey, okay, I'm taking this bunk. You guys sleep out on the deck chairs.
I didn't know that was an option. That's an option?
That is an option if you want to tell that to them.
So I have to tell Tiffany that?
Yeah. Well, no, I'll tell her for you. I'll put all the blame on you, though.
She's a little scary. I don't know.
Well, true. And when I tell her, she'll definitely be outside of arm's reach, you know, punching length thereabouts. But anyway, there you go. October 4th through the 11th, it's going to be a blast. Now, we're going to get into some of the other specials Explore Ventures offering right now as well. Maybe save you a few bucks on your next dive adventure. But Clay, I got to ask you about this thing we were talking about earlier on this Kickstarter campaign TV show. Some guys, they're trying to, you know, fund a sitcom, that has a dive shop background to it. Like he's running a dive shop. And it's going to be like the next Seinfeld or something, but you can fund it. And evidently it's such a great idea. They need more money for it, you know, or they need people to fund it for them or something. I don't know how that works, but God bless them for trying.
I'm all over that idea. I think it's great. I mean, I do feel like I've donated enough money to that basic concept over the years, but that'd be like a serialized Club Paradise. You remember that movie?
I do. It could be. And you know, I mean, let's see, what, how many years ago was it where they filmed that pilot on your boat? Didn't they do something on the Turks and Caicos, two boat, right?
Yeah. And that was probably 4 or 5 years ago now.
Yeah.
And they spent a whole month on the boat and hanging out with the crew and shooting footage and recording a lot of the behind the scenes stuff that goes into running these trips. And I thought it was gold. Of course, that was not the pilot they shot that ended up getting picked up, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was from the End of the Drink guys, Randy and Nick, they started this other show. They shot two pilots. So they did this behind the scenes crew show And I did say the pilot of that, or the, I don't know, what a demo reel or whatever they call it and when they're pitching TV shows. And yeah. then they had this Into the Drink thing that Aaron was a host of, and he was wandering around and visiting islands and doing a little diving and stuff like that. And they ended up going with that out of the two. But I agree with you. I remember watching that and seeing some of the crew from the Turks and Caicos boat, and it was kind of like a behind the scenes of what it's like to live and work on a live aboard boat week in and week out, dealing with passengers and all the issues that you have to deal with, and personality problems maybe, or God knows. I mean, it didn't get into too much detail because they only shot, I don't know what, like a 15 minute little demo idea kind of thing, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, something like that. It wasn't very long, but it was in my mind at least funny as hell. Well, and a little disturbing as well. But
because it was your crew, and you're like, oh my god, he did what? Yeah. Well, that was. I thought that was a good idea. Didn't make it. This one for Kickstarter. Who knows? Maybe it'll be the next Seinfeld underwater. You never know. Go to Kickstarter, do a search on Rainbow Reef, and check it out. And support them as you see fit. You could pledge and, you never know. It could be the next big thing. And we'll take every little thing we can to promote and share our love of diving. Will we not, Clay?
We will indeed. And if they do something like that and they highlight diving and all the cool stuff that you can see underwater and all the cool things that you can do while you're traveling around the world diving, that'd be a great thing for the industry.
Well, absolutely. Every little bit helps. We try to do our thing here on Scuba Radio. A few TV shows, the Scuba Nation guys are doing their thing. And, hey, it's all good. We'll lift this boat together, and then we'll jump off of it. So there's a lot of dive specials, or you got a few package deals or something going on with some of the liveaboards right now, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We have some $300 off specials on several of our boats, both Caribbean boats as well as the Maldives boat throughout the remainder of the year. If you're coming to the Beneath the Sea Dive Show in the Meadowlands of New Jersey next weekend, I believe it is.
Yep.
Then we'll have some additional specials there. Just swing by our booth.
We got a big announcement about BTS to share with everyone next too. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
With Clay McArdle from Explore Ventures, the official liveaboard of Scuba Radio. We already announced the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We're doing the Ceiba itinerary again, this time from St. Martin. We'll start and then we'll end up in St. Kitts, the reverse of what we did a few months ago. So I'm really looking forward to that. But the other big news that we're actually tying into Beneath the Sea once again is we're giving away a liveaboard trip. And guess what? You can actually win a spot on our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise October 4th through the 11th, 2014. Thank you, Clay. Did you know you were doing this?
Somebody mentioned it to me at one point, but yeah, you're very welcome. I'm excited. It's like one less person to cover your beer bill during the course of the week.
Well, yeah, we'll have to figure that thing out. But, the booze is free and stuff on their boats. I mean, this is such a remarkable experience. You're going to love it. For sure. So there you go. Make sure you find us at Beneath the Sea. Scuba Radio will be set up at the entrance of the show. We actually have a booth inside the show this year as well with the Scuba Cowboy plans. Look for us there. And of course, the Explore Ventures booth. We'll have some entry forms that you fill out, and then we'll draw a winner at random on Sunday afternoon at Beneath the Sea. So make sure you join us for that. And, who knows? You could be, leaving the show with a live aboard trip, or being we'll recruit you as a mermaid wrangler. You never know. But there's some other things going on with Explore Ventures in the Maldives right now, right? You got some special deal going on with the Carpe Vita?
Yeah, we've got some specials on Carpe Vita Explorer this summer, actually. It's we're calling it our free and easy summer special for Carpe Vita. Not only do you get a get a little bit of a discount off the retail rate on the trip. But we are reimbursing people up to $100 for airline lounge access round trip, so that you know, if you have somewhat longer layovers at any of the stops along the way, you can relax and have free Wi-Fi and cookies and whatever the case might be. Plus, we're throwing in a pool pass prior to your departure and an overnight at one of the resorts there, either before or after the trip.
Well, and I'll tell you what, those little bonuses like that add up big time and make your travel much, much easier. 1-800-322-3577 is the number, or just go to exploreventures.com and connect and book today. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
There is room for make-believe out in the ocean. There is room for make-believe out on the land. And the west flashes by. It's a green silhouette in the deep.
Hi, this is Ricky Skerritt from the Ministry of Tourism, St. Kitts. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't turn that dial.
Underwater, overland.
Yes, thank you, Ricky. He sounds pretty serious when he says that, like he's going to come and hunt you down for not listening to the show. That's the kind of support we love here on Scuba Radio. All right, so, you know, we just announced our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures. We're going down to Saba and St. Kitts again, October 4th through the 11th. So call them up, book it, join us. We'll be promoting that heavily at BTS. And, you know, just plan accordingly, because you don't want to be left out like all the poor schlubs that couldn't go with us on the last time. But moving on into other things, we're actually kind of rehashing some of the stuff we've already discussed on the show. And I had to get this guy on because I have a feeling he might be able to shed some light on this topic as well. We've been talking a little bit about these guys that got busted for feeding some sharks off the coast of Palm Beach, Jupiter area, and breaking the state law that was passed a while back. And my buddy Neil Watson, the dive god, is on the line. Neil, how are you, buddy?
Greg, I'm doing great, pal. Doing great.
Good, I good. Even despite the fact that we have to deal with this garbage again, you think?
You know, I'm kind of lighthearted and having fun on the show. This whole issue just makes my blood boil. You know, we fought this battle over 10 years ago, and it's still just a sore spot with me. I mean, this whole legislation, I mean, this should be categorized as you can't believe this could happen. You know, this whole legislation was passed over three spear fishermen that were upset because South Florida was trying to establish some marine protected areas so that our kids and grandchildren can still see some reefs and fish out there.
Yeah.
And they lobbied government to pass the most ridiculous law in history. I mean, they passed a regulation. Number one, you can go out, and this is was shocking to me as a Bahamian dive operator for 40 years, that you can go out on a commercial dive boat in Florida with 20 other divers, and you can go down with scuba gear and a spear gun and shoot fish with other divers in the area. There is nothing in the world that attracts sharks and puts other people in a more dangerous situation of sharks than shooting fish.
Yeah, that's the one thing that really irks me about this whole issue when people bring it up about, you know, feeding sharks, whether you agree with hand feeding or chum sickles or just feeding fish or sharks in general. You know what? I don't really care. You can debate that to which method is the best. But when I hear spear fishermen complaining that, you know, the guys that are feeding fish are making it tougher on them, I'm like, are you kidding me? to me, that just is so lame because spear fishermen do it to themselves. They assume that risk, right, Neil?
Absolutely. The other thing is, you know, they're talking about doing interactive shark dives, yet they build fishing piers right on public beaches and allow fishing off public piers, attracting sharks where swimmers are 50 feet away.
That's right. There's no 3-mile limit for them, is there?
But, you know, I don't know whether you explained exactly the law that they passed. But basically the law that they passed, and it's not just about sharks. It's about chumming to observe marine life.
Yeah.
I can go out off Fort Lauderdale or Palm Beach or whatever on a reef in my boat, and I can anchor my boat, and I can chum some fish up, and I can take out my fishing gear, and I can catch the fish. I can kill them. I can deplete the resource.
Right.
I can put my fishing gear away, and I can put some more chum out to attract some fish. And me and my family can jump overboard with our bass fins and snorkel and our little underwater camera to observe the fish and take pictures and be arrested.
It's just crazy.
This is unbelievable. You know, and they talk about protecting the people from sharks. You know?
Yeah, it's a public safety issue.
They passed this law in 2002, I think.
Yeah, that sounds
about
right.
Shark attacks haven't gone down.
Right.
You know, and they talk about sharks being dangerous. For every shark fatality in the world, for every shark fatality, humans kill 100 million sharks. 10 million sharks.
Yeah, it's insane. When you really look at the data, and we've talked about this so many times in the past, we are regurgitating stuff we were talking about week in and week out, you know, 10 years ago when this was all going on. And here we are 10 years later, and finally they're actually, you know, giving somebody a ticket on this. It just goes to show you how big of a problem it was, because so many people were breaking these laws or creating problems. 10 years, finally they find someone they can give a citation or something. It's just nuts.
But the other side of the coin, Greg, and this is, I'm going to kind of defend the other side here for a second.
Yeah.
And that is, you get some cowboys out there doing some really stupid stuff that are putting themselves and other people in danger. Instead of outlawing interactive shark dives, what they should do is pass regulations and standards, you know, and guidelines where you don't have people going out doing stupid stuff. I mean, that's the other side of the equation as well.
Well, and that makes sense.
You don't out something that, I mean, to say that you can't chum to look at fish, but you can chum to kill them, I mean, my God.
Yeah, it makes no sense whatsoever. But it may make sense, yeah, to have standards. We'd talked about that before with all the dive operators we're doing and offered that up as an alternative. Look, instead of, you know, trying to pass a law to shut down a problem that really doesn't exist, how about just bringing everybody together and say, okay, if you're going to do this, let's set up some guidelines. We want you to be this far away from this activity or whatever, and kind of come up with some mutually agreeable ideas that make sense to make the activity safer, not only for the dive operators offering, you know, the shark dives, but you know, for the customers and the feeders.
The Bahamas has done that. We have a quarter of an inch thick manual on interactive shark encounters with guidelines and standards that we adhere to. You know, the Bahamas pioneered this over 30 years ago. We've had hundreds of thousands of people in the water safely with these animals. And the positive is, you know, for every person that does one of these interactive feeds, you know, they go in the water terrified and they come out totally changed. You know, they have a whole different perspective of these animals, and suddenly you have an ally for protecting these animals, which are, you know, essential to the environmental balance of the ocean, you know, and it's just a shame what Florida has done, and it's mind-boggling that you pass a law that you can you can chum to kill, but you can't chum to look.
Yeah. Well, you know, the guys obviously broke the law, and they'll be cited accordingly, I guess. But I just, you know, the one thing that irked me in the story, reading about how they said this is a public safety issue, and they're trying to make sure that Florida's coastal waters are safer for all divers. And that's just nonsense. I don't know what you would want to call their reasoning other than public safety. Probably it's either money, that they can raise money, which I doubt that's it, because it ain't enough to really make a difference. But it's just someone that has too much time on their hands and thinks that they're doing a right thing. And, hey, we got to make the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission, you guys got to do your job. Enforce the laws. Enforce the laws.
What's bizarre is 90%, maybe higher, of the shark not attacks. Number one, they're not shark attacks. They're shark bites because of mistaken identity. Or surfers in Volusia County and off Sebastian. Now, these sharks are really brilliant to realize that if you chum a shark off South Florida, they can swim up to Volusia County, which is 200 miles away, and attack a surfboard.
Well, you know, it's March. It's spring break. They're going there like everybody else, like all the other college kids, I guess.
But
I'll tell you what, Neil, hold the line. I'll hold you over, and we'll talk more about that in BTS next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Dive Master's sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact K7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Light and Motion, leading the industry in high-powered LED lighting and underwater video systems year after year.
Light and Motion,
consistently ranking at the top of the innovative technology spectrum.
Light and Motion,
100% built in the USA in a historic warehouse on Cannery Row since 1989.
Light and Motion,
tomorrow's technology today.
Light and Motion,
look for the name the pros trust in a dive center near you. Light and Motion, on the web at lightandmotion.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio, the world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau, they all love Scuba Radio. Your eyes there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio. Let's go!
We're on the line with our buddy, the dive god, Neil Watson, talking about sharks and God knows what else. Feels like we're running a repeat from 10 years ago. You hear what I'm saying, Neil?
It's unbelievable. Yeah, it's deja vu all over again.
Yeah, it is definitely deja vu. But, you know, for people just catching up, you know, the shark dives, that kind of got banned in Florida. You know, the thing is, what's so interesting is they really haven't been banned from what was happening before. The dive operators had to change their technique a little bit. And it honestly, what they had to change to abide by this new Florida law was very, very minor. And actually, the three big players at the time, I don't know, have had to really change anything. You think, Neil? That's what's the kicker to the whole thing when you look at it from the bigger picture.
Exactly. I mean, it's just, it was an appeasement. I don't know what it was.
Yeah. Well, like I said, someone was, for whatever reason, some busybody down in South Florida went on the dive and she saw what they were doing and said, hey, wait a minute, that's not right. They're feeding the fish and that's illegal, or, you know, some environmental, you know, person who doesn't agree with the activity. And you know what? That's fine. Don't go. Don't pay those guys and go out on their boat and watch the activity, as far as I'm concerned. But it just sounds like someone raised some hell for Florida Wildlife Commission and kind of, you know, pressed them like, hey, you got to enforce the laws or something like that. I don't know. I mean, just a waste of time and taxpayer money, if you ask me. You think?
Well, you know what? I mean, the only positive about the legislation that was passed to ban shark feeding in Florida is my business is here in the Bahamas, and boy, that's been a windfall for us.
Well, no doubt. Yeah, over in Bimini, you got the hammerheads.
Oh, man, hammerheads.
Yeah.
The tiger sharks off of Tiger Beach. You know, we've got the Caribbean reef shark dives. We've got the white tips off Cat Island. Cat Island. I mean, you know, the Bahamas is the undisputed dive capital of probably the world now. If you want to see the big animals, that's where you go.
No doubt about it. And you'll be talking about that.
We've been doing it 30 years safely and successfully. But you have to do it, you know, you have to have standards and you have to do it right.
Yeah, and they've proved that it can be done, and they can make some money and protect the sharks, give them a reason there in the country of the Bahamas to actually, you know, look out for the animals, because there's a price tag on these animals that is bringing in money via tourism to the island. So it's a win-win.
You know, the statistics of our sharks in the Bahamas is to kill one of these sharks for soup, which is normally the reason for killing them,
yeah,
it's roughly $100. As a tourist attraction, they're worth roughly $50,000 a year each.
I need to quit this show and become a shark.
There you go, dude. No, a shark representative. They don't get it.
Yeah, okay, right. There you go. I'll act as a shark agent and
shark
take 15%. Yeah, maybe that'll work. All right. I know Neil will be sharing his shark adventures and offerings up there at BTS with our buddy Captain Slate and the whole gang. Are you looking forward to going up there and hanging out with those Northeast divers?
I love that show. You know, next to DEMA, that is the biggest show in the United States, and everybody is there, and you know, it's 3 days of hanging with all of your buddies and meeting all of your customers from years back, and of course, Scuba Radio Mermaids. I always look forward to that.
Yes, well, you're not alone. And hey, it's going to be our 17 year anniversary coincide with BTS this year. So
unbelievable.
You'll have to help me celebrate accordingly. I don't know you do at your 17th birthday.
I've noticed in the last 17 years, your hair's been turning gray and mine's been turning loose.
Interesting. Yeah. You know what? Mine might be coming loose here soon, too. I don't know what's going on there, but hey, you just roll with the changes, my friend, and keep a smile on your face. And it's easy to do when you're surrounded by people like Neil Watson. You're smiling more often than not. All right, Neil, I'll let you run. We got a couple minutes left. I got another guy I got to talk to on the phone, but always a pleasure, and we'll see you next week in New Jersey, okay?
All right, pal. Look forward to it.
You got it, Neil. All right. Well, as promised, I wanted to get another caller on before we finish out today's show, because we got the Scuba Cowboy on the phone right now. He always takes precedence, especially when he's gigging, which you're doing right now, right, pup?
Absolutely. Having a fantastic time doing it as well.
You're playing right now at a dive store in Texas or something, is that right?
Yes, it's a Sugarland Dive Center, and they just built a brand new training facility with a brand new pool. It's awesome. All kinds of people down here were having a big old party, and of course they wanted to bring the Scuba Cowboy down to kick off the whole thing.
Well, there you go. You know, provide the right kind of ambiance. So, you know, they can listen to us on the show in between playing a few songs, I guess is what they're doing today. But God bless them for it. Bigger and better facility. Hats off to them. And obviously they got an eye for talent if they're hiring the Scuba Cowboy to help them with their grand opening of this new facility. So that's pretty cool. And we're going to take your show on the road with us next week at BTS. Are you ready?
I am ready. We're going to have a fantastic time. Always love going out to Jersey and seeing all the East Coast divers, rather, and I'm excited.
Yeah, and you know, we got to celebrate our 17th year anniversary on the air with that gang up there as well. So, I don't know, we got to get a cake. We'll have to see what we can pull out of our sleeves to put everybody in a festive anniversary birthday type of atmosphere. Are you game?
Of course I am. It's another year, and it just keeps getting bigger and better every time.
Well, it does indeed. All right, we'll leave it at that for this week. Until then, remember, it's always better. Where, pup?
Down where it's wetter.
Good night, everybody.
I'm that I see.
These little snails here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot. I'm not the one. Yeah, we love here. Down in the fire.
I'm that I see.
These little snails here know how to whale
here. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.